The federal agency responsible for studying the environmental impact of the Alaska LNG project has released a timeline for completing its review. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission announced today that it plans to release a draft of the final environmental impact statement in a year. If they stick to that schedule, they could authorize the project as early as March of 2020. The state was hoping to get through that permitting process and begin construction next year, but Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Keith Meyer says the corporation can still bring the project online by 2025.
We're just happy that it's a schedule that we can work with, we can live with, and that does not adversely impact the project. So we're pretty excited about it. Today was a big day for us here.
But not everyone is as excited about the environmental review with such a quick turnaround. Erin Whalen is an attorney with Earth Justice. She says the environmental review timeline needs to be scaled to the project.
And this is a huge project. It's going to affect tons of communities across Alaska. And, you know, getting input from communities in Alaska takes time. In any community, it takes time, but in Alaska in particular, it's tricky to ensure that people have been fully heard on a project.
One community is already weighing in with the Federal Commission. Valdez Mayor Ruth Knight sent the Federal Commission a letter today saying there should be further study of the wetlands impact. The Federal Commission has already ordered the state corporation to study Valdez and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough as potential alternative sites for the mega project. The state corporation is still looking for customers for Alaska's gas and for partners to help finance the $45 billion project.